So I had a meeting with two members of the county board, the county administrator, the county attorney, the sheriff, and they presented, not surprisingly, a very different picture of the situation in the county generally with law enforcement as well as on tribal land. There are obviously very different views. There's a big divide, which is why it's been an impasse for the last 15 months. I stress again the imperative that this get resolved, that just to have 15 months of no cooperative agreement, which under state law then means the tribal police do not have the full-fledged authority that they need to be in very dangerous situations in the tribe. And again, I'm told by tribal leaders as well as Mille Lacs County citizens who live outside the reservation that the response times have deteriorated. The sheriff disputes that. He has data that says otherwise, and I thought the sheriff was a very sincere individual, very thoughtfully prepared, a lot of information, and I think he's done the best he could. He was given this by the county board's decision and 30 days to implement it, and that was 15 months ago, so I have high regard for him and his sincerity. So I kept saying, well, where do we go from here? Because it's just intolerable to have this impasse, and it's not any closer to resolution. So talked about another round of mediation, much more compressed. We need to get both sides, the band and the county board, to agree to that and agree to who a mediator might be and a procedure. But they say they want to get a resolution to this dispute and get a new cooperative agreement. And I think both sides sincerely want that. As they say, there's just a big divide, and that'll be the task for the mediator. And I have no power of enforcement to require the board or the county to do anything, so I just use my best forces of persuasion.
Anything on the meeting?
Is there any option to have the State Patrol take on a more spelled out role up there?
I mean, that would be certainly an option, but that's confined to the state highways. So you're talking about basically 169 and primarily. And so, I mean, there's nobody, the tribe, county, and the State Patrol thinks that's any kind of alternative to a cooperative agreement that allows all the empowerment of the law enforcement personnel working for the tribe to act on the tribal, within the tribal boundaries, which are mostly not part of the Trump Conway system. So it's something we've talked about, have the legal authority, but it's not in any way an adequate substitute for getting a cooperative agreement. That's what's got to be done.
What was your response to them with their 2017 agreement?
Well, they signed it this morning. The band's already rejected it. I told them I thought that was unhelpful to sign it when they know it's already been rejected. And of course, they rejected the 2008 agreement that the band signed. And that's, again, that illustrates the significant divide, which is why this has been an impasse for the last 16 months.
So what makes you think it will be resolved through more mediation?
I have public pressure, I'd like to say. All the citizens of Mille Lacs County depend upon, best possible law enforcement, and I believe that's done with the tribal police force empowered fully and working in cooperation with the county. The sheriff and other local law enforcement, given everything going on, the opioid crisis, which is flicking everywhere in Minnesota, all law enforcement is overwhelmed with these challenges, and it's just imperative, if you're going to protect public the maximum extent possible, that you be working in close cooperation and supporting one another and watching each other's backs and the like. So I hope the citizens of Mille Lacs County will also make it clear that they want this agreement. They want the best that the county sheriff can provide, as well as the best that the Mille Lacs tribal law enforcement can provide. And that anything less is not good enough.
What would a combination, perhaps, of the using State Patrol and then enlisting the Tribal Law and Order Act and getting federal help on there, so then the federal part could take over the roads that aren't covered by State Patrol?
It would be complex, and it's far less straightforward and comprehensive than a cooperative agreement.
Right.
A cooperative agreement means what it says. It means that the county authorities and the tribal authorities are going to cooperate. And that's what all the citizens of Mille Lacs County deserve. And so I think anything is you're trying to substitute and piece together is not going to have the same benefit.
How would you characterize how the meeting went?
It was cordial. I thought the sheriff prepared his version of what has transpired, and obviously it differs from the tribal representations, and I didn't try to either get into the details of that, except to note that it was a significant divide. And I'm not trying to mediate the dispute. I just again impress upon them the imperative to get resolved. It's been 15 months. This impasse isn't any closer to a resolution than it was back then, and so it can't continue like this. I stress that point. And again, I don't have any power of forcing anybody to do anything, but I'm going to keep speaking out that this has got to be resolved.
Between this and the walleye situation up there, you've been spending a lot of time on Mille Lacs issues. Do you feel like you're making much progress in kind of getting at some of the core reasons that there are sides in this?
Well, the Mille Lacs fishing situation is really, that's caused by the walleyes. I mean,
but a lot of people up there feel like it's not a fair alignment right now.
I've said publicly for years now, I disagree with the Supreme Court decision. I think it had a very harmful effect on relations in the county, but it is the Supreme Court's the law of this land. And as Al Gore said very properly and nobly in 2000, I said, I disagree with the Supreme Court's decision, but I respect it. And that's the way that our system of governance operates. So to me, it's really beside the point. I think it does make it much more difficult for people to, tribal members, non-tribal members, to have the kind of cooperative agreement and cooperative relations. But you just have to accept that that's part of the mix there, and find other ways to work cooperatively and constructively that supersede that. And in terms of the fishing, I'm getting involved with Commissioner Landwehr next week. I don't want a repeat of this last summer where walleye fishing was closed down for 5 weeks in the middle of the summer. We need to find a different resolution. Hopefully the scientific measurements of the walleye population will show a significant improvement. That's certainly what I'd like to believe, and we'll have a lot better opportunity to make some progress there.
Good on this topic. Other topics?
In terms of the governor, the recommendations from the community, law enforcement community committee, what are your thoughts on that, and what's the path forward from here for our folks here in the state?
Well, I thank the council. They work long and hard on this. I especially thank James Burroughs and our office here who spearheaded this. I have not read the entire report. I read the summary and the recommendations, which I think are excellent. Some people think they should go further, but it had to work to try to achieve a consensus, or at least a general agreement. The emphasis on further training of law enforcement in Minnesota is something I would strongly agree with. In the legislature last session, agreed to appropriate $12 million for police training through the POST board. So, I think it's an important step forward, and it's going to have to be something where we continue to make progress together. But I think this is a good step forward.
What do you think about the recommendation that county attorneys prepared with special prosecutors in police cases?
I literally just saw it, so I haven't had time to consider it.
Are there more something, is this an issue outside of this report that you'll be bringing up in terms of the agenda for the next session?
Oh, very definitely, very definitely. This is something that we're going to be working with in Minnesota for the next 15 months I'm here and afterward. This is a very, very multifaceted and very, very significant. And talk about the divide on Mille Lacs. I mean, there's the divide that affects the whole state of Minnesota, particularly certain areas, is something that everybody's going to have to respond to and take responsibility for.
Do you think they nailed it?
I think they made a really good first step forward. I mean, they were working with a board that had different views, and it was a 2-to-1 vote for 6-to-3 in favor of it, but there was obviously not accord among the people. So I think they nailed it as far as they could go, and we'll just have to keep nailing it.
Any other topics?
Governor, while you were in the room, HHS Secretary Tom Price resigned. Any reason to think that that opens up the door to get more Minnesota Care funding?
I really don't know. I worry that now that it's going to be hard for anybody to make a final decision, although the CMS Administrator Seema Verma has been the point person in terms of that review. And as far as I know, she's not affected by this at all. I don't have any comment on the circumstances or whatever. I have a constructive relationship with Secretary Price and the brief encounters we've had, but obviously a lot more transpired that doesn't involve me.
Everyone good?
Did you have another question?
Well, I was going to go back to the Mille Lacs law enforcement agreement. I'm just very curious as to what role Dwight Reed played in the meeting today, as he is not part of he's not in Mille Lacs County, and he's not part of the original negotiating team ever. This is the first time he's been invited to attend.
The former sheriff?
No.
Former law enforcement?
The tribal
law enforcement. He was very quiet throughout. I asked him.
You asked him to come?
Near the end. No, I didn't ask him to come. No, he came. I asked him near the end, just for his perspective. Because he was police chief in 9 years, which is the longest serving of the time frame they discussed. And he was very engaged, but quiet throughout.
Governor, if I could, I guess we're halfway to the Amazon deadline. What are your thoughts now on the state's various bids, particularly here in the metro?
I had a meeting this afternoon with Commissioner Hardy and Department of Employment and Economic Development, and also Greater MSP, are working together on this. They've got major involvement of a number of the communities who are interested in being considered, and they're meeting with that group next Monday. Give them further information, give them guidance on how each of them would have to refine and supplement their proposals so that they're ready to be submitted in just, 2 weeks. So, but I think we're making good progress, and I think we're going to have some very strong possibilities to present to Amazon.
Are you encountering any thing where you think you might need a law change or some additional tax power to get a bid in that the Amazon can look at?
We certainly won't have anything we can put on the table that isn't available under existing law now. I don't think there's a likelihood of a special session anytime in the near future. So we'll deal with what we have. And I said before, in terms of state tax breaks, I think 34,000 employees for Target and Best Buy here in Minnesota, and their tax dollars shouldn't be used to subsidize one of their prime competitors from coming in. That doesn't preclude some of the local governments from offering their different incentives and other things they're willing to do, which are different from one site to the next. But, you know, we'll present with what we have, what we know we have, what we know we can offer. What the best thing we can offer is we've got tremendous people, we've got a tremendous workforce, we have excellent higher education community right here where they said they want to be in close to the international airport. So, you know, we have a lot to offer in terms of our resources and people, and I think we'll have a very strong case to make